Awkward Giraffe presents the Festival of Critical Comedy on the weekend of the 16th and 17th of November from 2pm till late at the Unitarian Peace Church, 110 Grey Street, East Melbourne. Celebrate comedy that makes you laugh and think. Tickets at the door or through Try Booking. Go to awkwardgiraffe.net or search for Awkward Giraffe on Facebook for full details and tickets. The Festival of Critical Comedy, 16th and 17th of November. Awkward Giraffe is a 3CR supporter.
And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Awkward Giraffe in the studio. G'day, Jeremy. How are you?
Pretty well, Steve.
Hello.
He's our beloved president.
Okay, tell us what's all this about, this Awkward Giraffe stuff and the Festival of Critical Comedy.
Well, Awkward Giraffe was founded to promote thoughtful comedy, comedy which expands the range of thought, thinky comedy, as we call it flippantly, and critical comedy. We're trying to get the exact words. In our constitution, we call it comedy that engages with political, social, or philosophical issues, which sort of covers the range.
Yes.
Yeah, but life is a comedy to those who think, as the old one goes. And
well, I noticed that you said something about there's a difference between ha-ha and ha-ha.
Well, and that's the other thing. Yeah, comedy is there is an intrinsic, wouldn't you agree? There's an intrinsic connection with comedy and thought, you know?
Yes, indeed.
Truth tends to be funny. The old line of Bernard Shaw, that if you want to be funny, tell the truth, has misled some comedians, from taking it too literally. But still, there's a truth to that too.
I think also we may be thinking of the idea that comedy can combat totalitarianism, because it was George Orwell's point about why doesn't the British Army jackboots its way away with its goose steps? And the reason is because the people would laugh at them if they did it. So the power of comedy can actually stop dictators from jackbooting their troops around the place.
Comedy, what is it? Dignity sitting on a tin tack is the essence of comedy, was another line of Orwell's.
That's right.
Yeah, so there is something about comedy and thought which is against oppressive power inherently. I mean, no, I'd argue that. That doesn't mean that you can cut comedy's wings and put it in the service in any simple way of an ideology or a cause. You have to be able to laugh at yourself.
Well, this is the second year that you've done this,
it has grown, hasn't it? It has grown.
It's a much bigger event this year than last, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. It is. It's a much... and we've got, of course, a bigger venue in the Unitarian Peace Church, which is an excellent venue for the...
Well, it is, actually. It's very close up and a comfortable place to be. It's in Grey Street in East Melbourne, which makes it actually quite easy to get to.
Yes, indeed.
But what can people expect?
I hope.
Comedy that sticks its neck out.
Comedy that sticks its neck out.
We were thinking of all the possible jokes we can make about giraffes. And one of them is, higher dining and so on. But sticking its neck out, it's on our little publicity poster, actually, comedy that sticks its neck out.
Yeah.
That is that comedy is not afraid to be cut down. And in the service of, well, I think humanity, actually. It's very difficult to even define what comedy is and what humour is. But I think our idea of comedy is that it's something that's deeply human. I think humans are the only animals that laugh, though cats seem to smile sometimes, don't they?
Oh, well, and elephants cry.
Oh, so. Elephants cry, that's right.
Yeah. I wonder if they laugh as well. They might.
They might, but we may not be seeing it, of course.
Well, I think with a giraffe could laugh without you noticing it, because you know the laugh, all that neck, you know.
So
a deep-throated laugh might be hard to distinguish in a giraffe. I personally suspect they're laughing all the time. we're hoping that it'll all be a bit unexpected. We've got a very huge range. I mean, we've got Greg Fleet is quite a well-known stand-up.
Well, he's fantastic, actually.
Yeah. We've got people who are less well-known, perhaps, but also good. We've got a pretty wide range of experience. We've got Ridiculous Masseter, which is an art comedy, a remarkable art comedy group who are doing, of all possible things, the Gravedigger's scene in full with additions from Hamlet.
From Hamlet.
The bit which is always cut is expanded, sort of meditations on mortality in class. Mm-hmm. So that's very lucky to have them. We don't happen to have what you might call in make fun of the shared hate figure comedy. We don't have caricature of Trump, for example. We don't have.
They don't need any help. They already.
Yes. Well, I think we could probably.
They caricature themselves in any case. These people, don't they?
but we do have stuff which is genuinely about expanding the range of thought. We've got Becky Steep's Cancer Card. Show about the hilarious subject of bowel cancer, which I'm personally quite proud to have. We have Melbourne's Queen of Dark Comedy, Sophie Prince, doing apophenia, which I'm a bit puzzled by.
I'm not sure what it is.
Nobody has asked what is. Nobody wants to admit.
Well, anybody who knows Sophie wouldn't ask. We just
meaningless
see what's going to happen.
Meaningless coincidences. Yeah, we'll see what's happening. So she's kicking it off and is our MC. The comedy debate, I think, is likely to be of interest.
And I suppose because people, you know, for it's $25 for people who, because it's a compendium of comics. You're not just buying a single ticket. You're buying a ticket potentially to a whole evening activity.
Afternoon, yes.
And you can get tickets for the whole weekend, and you can get tickets for one day, $50 for the waged and $25 for unwaged, but $35 for the whole weekend if you're unwaged, and $70 for... But it's good value, basically. And the point I'm making is that you can decide to stay in or move, go out, or it's a very free-for-all, isn't it, the audience?
I have been told that hasn't exactly been done in Melbourne comedy before.
People tend to go...
I took it as a bit of a compliment, but also as a word of warning,
I mean, what we're hoping to do is that people will perhaps come to see the draw card acts and then stay for the lesser known ones, and those people might then garner some publicity.
But also stay for their own. I mean, every act is a draw card for a group of people. Mm. So we're hoping that people will stay and look on the subject of price as an aside,
you're not going to turn anybody away.
We won't turn people away.
If somebody comes and says, I really can't afford it, we're going to say, well, come in anyway.
But it is remarkable value. Do support it if you can.
And it starts at 2 p.m. on both days, on the 16th and the 17th.
Indeed. On the 16th and 17th, we've got Ridiculousness on both days. We've got Greg Fleet on both days. But most people will only be for the one day. So come for both days if you can, for sure.
It sounds like a whole lot of fun, if you ask me.
Yeah, we think it's going to be, that's
true. Yeah.